This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you know that feeling you're about to walk into something really important, maybe a big meeting, a speech, or the start of something romantic, and suddenly that feeling, your stomach absolutely flips, it flutters, it feels like a tiny theme park ride right in your gut. Well, we call them butterflies, but what's actually happening inside our body when that kicks in? Well, Amy Lockman is a senior lecturer in psychology at the University of Melbourne. Amy, welcome to Drive.
Thanks so much, Warren.
Why does our stomach get involved when our nerves kick in?
Yeah, there's a lot going on when something scary is about to happen or our brain perceives a possible threat. And our guts are kind of just bearing the brunt of what else is going on, essentially. They're not the main character, but that's the bit that we feel the most. So you've probably had that feeling where you kind of get jittery or your heart starts to really race.
Mm.
It's all in service of us being prepared to do fight or flight, you know, back when we needed to do that, when there were threats from saber-toothed tigers and things like that. So it's not really suited, unfortunately, to the kinds of examples you just provided, you know, the job interview. It's not, we're not going to resolve that with fight or flight.
We're not going to run from it.
No. Well, we hope not. And so our body's providing lots of energy to other organs, other systems that might need it for those kinds of responses, you know, blood to the heart so we can run really fast, to the muscles so we can do the same. And digestion is just not up there in terms of priorities at those sorts of moments. And so the usual kind of in the background digestion and other intestinal activity that's happening then is way down the list. And all of those changes is what we think, what contributes to that feeling of just a bit of a mess down there.
It does. It's a very uncomfortable feeling. And I'm just wondering, let's say we're in a situation where, you know, we're about to go out on stage and do some public speaking, for example, whatever it is that gets us really nervous, we get that horrible sick feeling in our gut. What are some things that we can perhaps do to try and, you know, settle that? Because I find it quite distracting, to be honest.
Absolutely. I know the feeling well. And often there's this impulse that we just want it to go away.
Mm.
And we really want to push these difficult feelings away. And what we've learnt from lots of psychology research is that the more we try and push feelings away, the more they tend to crop up.
Oh.
And so the first thing to do is to acknowledge that they're there and to notice them and just give them a bit of airtime. And it might even be that you kind of have a little chat to yourself and go, look, I know this is feels scary and big and I can feel those butterflies. Just to kind of acknowledge that part of our mind that's trying to help us, that we get it and we're kind of not trying to banish it. Might sound a bit silly, but that little voice of reassurance can really help. And then what goes with that and can help again is to do something that's within our control to calm us down. And that might be a few deep breaths. It might be focusing on something different. It might be, you know, going over our lines again if we're doing a presentation. Something that kind of reassures the brain that we got this.
I wonder why it is. Why is it that our brain thinks that something's wrong when we get that feeling in our body, when we know that, you know, that we're not doing anything that's going to kill us or, you know, threaten us in any way? Why does our body still react as though it is that threat that's approaching?
Mm. Well, it's a threat system that was developed over the, you know, eons of time that pretty much predates the kind of modern stresses that we have now. So it's not, unfortunately, been fine-tuned to job interviews and the like. And so it really was developed for the running away or fighting impulse, and it does that very well. You know, if you were about to go on stage and you're asked to run very fast, you'd probably find you could. Not that helpful, unfortunately. And so it's just an old system that isn't well-matched to the kinds of stresses that many of us find ourselves in day-to-day.
Something that I've noticed, Amy, when I get it, is my mouth keeps talking and it's almost like I lose connection with what's coming out.
Mm.
because my focus completely goes straight to my stomach and I think, what have I just said? Have I said something stupid? Am I rambling on? I mean, it almost disconnects that awareness of what I'm saying. Is that a common thing? Does that happen to a lot of people?
It's very common to be preoccupied with those sensations. And I think it's partly because the kinds of things we were evolved to escape from didn't involve speech necessarily. Oh. Perhaps if it was a different time where, you know, negotiation could have been a way to get yourself past the saber-toothed tiger, then those skills, you know, we might have gotten better at being really articulate in times of stress. But I just don't think we really evolved for that, unfortunately.
Oh, if only we
so
could
that explains the tongue tie a bit.
If we could have said, oh, you know, I've got a nice juicy steak in my fridge for you, would you prefer
that's
that
right,
instead?
Exactly. And if we had fridges.
Exactly. We're chatting with Amy Lockman from the University of Melbourne about why we get those butterflies in our stomach. Now, Amy, we hear a lot about this gut-brain connection. How closely are our brain and stomach really linked?
They're linked through several different mechanisms, and this is why we feel stress in our gut a lot of the time. It's responding to messaging from the brain all the time, not just during stress. It's learning what the brain is learning. The brain is sending messages down, but also the gut is constantly sending communication back up to the brain to keep the homeostasis in our body, the usual functioning, and to share information. So it's constant, but we just become way more acutely aware of it when things are feeling scary.
So could gut microbes play a role in this as well, in terms of the health of our gut?
Yeah, microbes are definitely implicated in the stress response system. They get affected by stress really easily. But there's no clear evidence that it's actually the microbes causing that fluttery feeling. Although, you know, if it helps you to picture that as you're experiencing stress, go right ahead, you know, that's doing no harm. But they're not sort of down there conspiring to send a message back up to your brain that you're stressed. You know, it's not quite that simple, unfortunately, but they are intimately involved in the stress response system somehow, and they respond to stress. So they change what they're doing in response to stress. At least animal models and animal studies show us that.
We're talking about butterflies in our stomach with Amy Lockman from the University of Melbourne. Love to hear what sets off your stomach when you get the butterflies. 0427 569 949 is the SMS number. Amy, we spoke briefly before about when you get them and you're up on stage or doing whatever it is that makes you nervous to sort of do some breathing, acknowledge them. Is there anything we can do over time to perhaps reduce them from coming in the first place?
I think rather than necessarily targeting those symptoms, it's about can we get on with things without them getting in the way? Because, as I said before, controlling feelings turned out to be a very difficult thing to do, and it's more important that we can do the things that we find important without our uncomfortable bodily systems getting in the way or getting in the way more than we'd like. So the thing that tends not to work is to try and fight it, essentially. So over time, if we can start to consider them as part of the adaptive response that we've evolved for, and, you know, our body trying to be helpful rather than seeing them as the enemy, that kind of reframing over time tends to result in those sorts of feelings being less preoccupying. And also keeping in mind why whatever we're doing that is scary is so important to us can refocus us to the task at hand.
Amy, Mark in Brunswick says, job interviews. I was made redundant in my 40s and it knocked my confidence. Now, every time I sit in reception waiting, I feel that drop in my stomach like I'm about to be judged all over again. Is that a time when Mark perhaps could sit there and do some of that deep breathing before he goes into the job interview?
Yeah, it's definitely one option. Absolutely. It's such a hard situation though, isn't it? And I think that fear of judgment is really one of the reasons we find those situations so scary, because of course, although there wasn't, you know, it's not going to help with a tiger, we are social beings and we have always been social beings. And so it's really important that we fit into our social groups, whether they be, you know, a friendship circle or an occupational setting. And so it's really triggering that fear of being outcast or not being accepted that is being activated in those sorts of situations. So even maybe knowing the evolutionary reason, I don't know, it helps me, but maybe that's because I'm a nerd. I'm not sure.
Now, Michelle in Ringwood, this is an interesting one, Amy. Before medical test results, I had a health scare in my 20s that came out of nowhere. It turned out okay, but now even routine checkups make my stomach flip. Sitting in a waiting room is the hardest part. It seems like that waiting period before seems to trigger a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And
the uncontrollability of that situation.
And this one here from Sophie saying, before sending a message to someone I like, I once put myself out there and got completely ghosted. I tell myself I'm fine, but my stomach remembers. Does our stomach have a bit of a memory?
Look, that's a controversial idea. It's definitely got nerve cells and neurons like the brain. It doesn't store memories per se, but there is a school of thought that definitely difficult memories and traumas are kind of expressed and stored in the body somehow. The biology of that is really tricky to pin down, but experience shows that people do tend to have a physical response to things that trigger difficult memories. So in a way, yes.
Amy, I'm wondering, is it worth sort of paying attention to those physical things? Do we tend to ignore them quite a lot and sort of say, oh, you know what, I'm not worried about it? But is our body telling us stuff, perhaps?
Sure, all the time. And that's where the acknowledge first comes in. It's best not to try and push down feelings before first kind of noticing them and seeing what's there, seeing what the body's trying to say.
Amy, what a time to be alive, all this new science. I love it. Thank you so much for chatting with us today.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, Warren.
Thank you. That is our Senior Lecturer, Amy Lockman, from the University of Melbourne.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.